It's Behind the Beat, a look at music that moves us. I'm John Kessler.
And I'm Nick Morrison.
Today we're going to look at the very first rock and roll record ever recorded.
But in order to do that, we had to go back and figure out what the ingredients of rock and roll are.
Well, we can identify three of the most important musical ingredients in the rock and roll recipe: gospel, jump, and blues. Let's start with the blues element, represented here by John Lee Hooker's 1948 Boogie Chillin'. It's the primal sound, the African sound, with guitar driving the rhythm.
Boogie Chillin'.
Well, with this song, it sounds like we're almost at rock and roll already. I mean, without John Lee Hooker, you don't have ZZ Top.
It's the guitar riff that launched a million songs.
Okay, blues. That's our first ingredient. What's next?
Well, the next ingredient is gospel music, music from the black church. Listen here to the Golden Gate Quartet from 1938. It's Behind the Beat. I'm John Kessler.
And I'm Nick Morrison.
And we're assembling the musical ingredients of rock and roll.
So far we've got blues, we've got gospel. What's the next ingredient, John?
Well, Nick, we're getting close to the rock and roll formula, but there's one more important element: jump or swing music.
It was rockin', it was rockin'. You never seen such scufflin' and shufflin' till the break of dawn.
Okay, well, out of the types of music we've heard so far, this sounds most like early rock and roll.
Yeah, in fact, some people say this is the first rock and roll song. Louis Jordan, Saturday Night Fish Fry, 1949.
This music is also really danceable. There's a great, great sense of fun in it. And in these lyrics, we hear that spirit of debauchery that's so essential to rock and roll.
Now the women were screaming and jumping and yelling. The bottles was flying and the fish was smelling.
All right, so there we have our three main ingredients: blues, gospel, and jump. Blues for raw emotion and the guitar is the dominant instrument. Gospel for uplift and abandon, and swing for, well, rhythm and rebellion. Sounds like rock and roll to me.
But Nick, there's still one very important ingredient in rock and roll: a distorted guitar. And that's why I think Jackie Brenston's Rocket 88 from 1951 should be the first rock and roll song.
Yeah, I've got to agree. That was one of the first songs that ever used a distorted guitar, and it happened by accident. The guitar amp was damaged on the way to the studio, so when they plugged that thing in and started to play, it made a sound that nobody had ever heard before. Distortion.
Yeah, kind of a buzzy, fuzzy sound.
Yeah.
Distortion is a sound, but I think it also implies a sense of being out of control. Rock and roll is not safe, and if it is safe, it's not rock and roll.
Women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along.
That's our pick for the first rock and roll record: Jackie Brenston and Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm, 1951, Rocket 88. I'm Nick Morrison.
And I'm John Kessler. You can hear the complete versions of all the songs we featured and check out the Behind the Beat blog at kplu.org, where you can let us know what you think is the first rock and roll song.